Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And we do welcome in Jason to talk some Bucks right now. Good morning to you, Jason. How's everything?
Good morning, guys. Doing great. How are you this fine morning?
We're great. Sunny. We've never been better. It's sunny outside. It's baseball weather. Four-gamer with the Giants starting. Okay, with the Pirates' recent slide and I guess some more injuries and different things that are happening, has there been a refocus on maybe what this organization or forget the organization, the team, the major league team, has there been a refocus on what their goals are this year?
No, I don't think so, Colin. I think things weren't as rosy as they may have appeared back then, at least in terms of changing their goals. And, you know, they're not great right now. I think they've lost 10 of 13 or something like that, and I don't think that's changed their goals either way. I think they went into the season looking for individual performances to improve. I'm not saying all of that stuff has happened. They're looking to play better defensive baseball, to pitch better, to throw more strikes. Stuff that's important and sustainable when you talk about a long-term build, and all of that stuff still matters. I think they were happy and encouraged by what they did earlier. There will be other streaks like that. There will be more slow times. It's a long season, as you know, and I don't think that it's changed their overarching goal that you have to take some guys, tradable pieces, the Tyler Andersons, Richard Rodriguez's, Adam Frazier's, turn them into future pieces, grow the minor leagues, put a system in place, and, focus on improving what you can.
If you look at the arms in the rotation right now, Jason, does JT Brubaker actually have the best chance of being here the longest?
I wouldn't argue with it, Chris. Absolutely not. He's pitched great. And if we talk about the process and learning things and why this season could potentially matter, he's a big reason why. We went into this thing thinking, like, this is going to be a huge step forward for Mitch Keller. That hasn't happened. I mean, there's been encouraging signs here and there. There have also been discouraging signs. But, as far as future pieces, absolutely, with Brubaker. I like the way he pitches with emotion, goes right after guys, has the stuff to do it. And, he doesn't have maybe the draft pedigree or something like that or – yeah, he was their minor league pitcher of the year. Not that that's anything to sneeze at, but he's not the MLB type pipeline top 2, 3, 4 prospect. But he's pitched his butt off, and he's absolutely somebody they will keep around, will look to keep around, will look to continue this with, and it's been a major check mark in the plus column there.
Well, now that we've established it's all about the long term and that short term wins and losses don't really matter all that much, I was still flabbergasted yesterday. And I understand Brian Reynolds has lower body soreness, and there was a game the night before. He was 4-for-8 with 2 homers against the starting pitcher. And then, even if you sit him down, well, at least put Adam Frazier in the lineup because you need somebody else with an average over, nearly 300. That lineup yesterday, man, that was something to behold.
It was, Jim. I will tell you from somebody who was on their recent road trip and has seen, I think, every game or close to it, either in person or on TV this season, it doesn't really send shockwaves through me or anything like that. I mean, we've seen a lot of these lineups. This is who's on their team. I got a question about that yesterday. Like, what's up with this lineup? I'm like, what do you want them to do? I mean, I'm not saying that to you, Jim. I'm just like, there are only so many places they can go here. They're not sitting on a bunch of guys at AAA that are just raking. They're not benching Hall of Famers or All-Stars. I mean, it is what it is. I understand Frazier. A lot of times you see guys who have a hitting streak going. I guess it was a little bit weird that, he was in the middle of it and they sat him. But when you have guys battling stuff and the short term, they're treating it the way they are. And I'm not saying it doesn't matter. I just think that the long term health of guys, and I mean, they are on the progressive end of resting players, or I, maybe the conservative end would be the right way to put it. But it just, it doesn't shock me when I see a lineup like that anymore.
Fan headlines brought to you by Dollar Bank. At low home equity loan rates at dollar.bank. We just had headlines for you. We'll have them for you in just a little while. We're talking to Jason Mackey, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette right now. I'll ask again, as I seemingly ask you every week. His average plateaued this year at 219. It's back down now to 200. Granted, he had a hit yesterday, but he's 3 for his last 24. Why should Pirate fans accept watching Gregory Polanco go play every day? Why should Pirate fans who care about this baseball team watch him being penciled in that lineup every day?
I know. And you know what? What makes it even more frustrating, I can completely understand where people are coming from. Troy Stokes Jr. had a pretty good game the day before. Why not see more? I mean, I think we've got a pretty good handle on what Gregory Polanco is. And if you're going to talk about this season being a transition point, as we did earlier, you want to try to find some things. And to find some things, you have to give guys opportunities. And I was kind of frustrated, shocked, dismayed, however you want to put it, that they took Stokes Jr. out of the lineup. I thought that he was somebody they could potentially get something out of. And maybe there's nothing there. I don't know. But you have to find out. And if I'm a Pirates fan trying to figure out what I feel about Gregory Polanco or why I should accept it, I mean, my explanation at the beginning of the season was you have to give the guy enough time to show that he can do something. You know, and 1 week wasn't enough time. We're bumping up against the 2 month mark here. And it's not dark yet, but it's getting there. And, you know, to quote a Bob Dylan song, and I mean, I'll give him 2 more weeks. But if we're sitting here calling at the end of May and Gregory Polanco hasn't done anything, I mean, I don't see why you would continue trotting him out there every day. Why? Because of the number next to his salary? I mean, you're on the hook to pay that, and nobody's going to. He's got 5 RBIs in, I think, 26 games. I mean, that's not tradable. So you can say, I don't know what you want about his base running or whatever argument you want to prop up that he should be in the lineup. But if I'm a Pirates fan, I'm absolutely not accepting that.
Pirates insider Jason Mackey with us here on the Fan Morning Show. 5 years, almost 2,000 minor league plate appearances. Can Will Craig still prove that he was worth the first round pick in 2016?
No doubt. I don't think there's. I mean, I would wonder if he comes up here and hits. What do you do then? You know, do you use him and Colin Moran as sort of a timeshare? I'm not sure that's the best for either. But again, we're getting ahead of ourselves here. Like, the kid needs to play today. He needs to play until Moran gets off the IL and see what happens. And maybe he doesn't hit and whatever, and so be it. But he's hitting the ball well in AAA right now. And I don't think that ship has sailed. I think he can come up here, and if he hits, I mean, maybe they do something else. Maybe they move Moran. Maybe they move him. I don't know. They could have some sort of timeshare. But, no, I don't think it's too late for him. I mean, it certainly falls in the category of late bloomer. But, you know, even somebody, Chris, like a Cole Tucker, you know, yeah, it's taken longer. You'd like him to be here and be productive right now. But I just, where they're at competitively, I certainly wouldn't turn away from anybody that might look like a reasonable player, especially somebody they've invested a first-round pick in.
Yeah, Jason, we were actually talking about this and we were walking to the game yesterday. Are we back to the point where we're going to start paying more attention to what's going on in Altoona, even Indianapolis, Bradenton, and Greensboro?
I think we are, Jim. I think we are. And I can, you know, just describe, like, the Post-Gazette's coverage situation, what we want to do and what I want to do with Mike Persak. I mean, it is an integral part of what we're covering right now and how we're covering it. And we're sort of in a transition point of figuring out how to do that best. And, I mean, I view our job as the major metropolitan daily town and maybe the beat report, like, whatever. You have to give people what they want to read. And I look at clicks and how people are consuming our content, and it's a lot of minor league stuff. People want the minor leagues, and it's very important to what the Pirates are doing right now. So, yes, I mean, we need to pay attention to it. You should be monitoring what's going on. I know we're in the process of upping our coverage with it. Even tonight, like, I don't know if I'm going to the game. I've got some feature work to do during the day, but I can guarantee you I'm going to sit down at night and watch both on TV and keep track of all the minor league stuff. And I mean, I don't know how you can. We're at that point where it matters, where the development of these guys matter. I like the guys that we don't even know as much about, you know, guys that aren't in the pipeline top 10 to watch them play. And it's an interesting crossroads for a franchise. It's fun to cover, frankly.
Brought to you by Matt Mertz Plumbing, Pittsburgh's leader in trenchless sewer repair. Jason Mackey from the Post-Gazette talking to us. I want to springboard off of what you just said there. Let's say that the media coverage is tilted toward the minor leaguers and tilted toward development. And it should be, I think, because the major league team isn't going to be very good this year. Does then that put sort of the onus and some of the focus on the owner that there's this this drumbeat that has started when these guys are young and people have started to follow them and a different focus falls on them and you need to supplement when they get here, or there's an expectation that wouldn't otherwise be if the major league team was good? That's a different skewed sort of a media focus on it, and I think then the front office falls into a different sort of glance from the fans.
No, I totally agree with you, Colin. And I know what you're saying, and I agree with that. You're asking your fan base to recalibrate toward this build.
Right.
Ben Sherrington talked in spring training about, we want to bring fans along for the ride. Awesome. That's what you should be saying. That's what fans should be doing. You should buy into the minor leagues. Like, keep one eye on the majors. I'm not saying completely ignore that. But, like, there's a lot of interesting stuff happening below the surface. So buy into that. Now, what ownership, what I hope they realize, and I think they do, I really do. People think I'm insane for viewing it this way, but it doesn't make a bunch of sense to spend a bunch of money now. It does make sense whenever these kids grow up, get to the major leagues, and they pop in scouting terms, and then you're competitive, you got to spend. And they're going to lose all kinds of credibility with the fan base, with, you know, that's already a touchy subject, but I'm saying that, like, you need to support that. And I think they will. I do think that Ben Sherrington's going to get the support necessary. He's talked about this. He wouldn't come here if he wasn't going to get it. But from the fan base's perspective, you have to look at that and say, when these guys get here, when you're good again, you better supplement. You better go get a right fielder if you need a right fielder. You better go get a bullpen arm if you need a bullpen arm. And that's the deal they're making with the fan base, and I'm good with it.
Well, and part of asking people to buy into the minor league system and the Indies, Altoonas, Greensboros, and Bradentons, and Nick Gonzalez, and Quinn Priester, and O'Neill Cruz, and Leo Verpagero is also when those guys show that they are ready, or maybe even are just on the cusp of being ready, are they going to be more aggressive than the last regime in giving those guys the major league opportunity and letting their fans see it at the major league level?
You know what, Chris? That's a really good point, and here's my answer to it. I don't think it's cut and dry. It's not we're going to be more aggressive. I would argue the last regime was too aggressive with Gregory Polanco, and we want to talk about polarizing players and somebody you can point to and say, you didn't develop guys the right way. He would be one. I would argue he deserved more time in the minor leagues. When he came up here to me, he wasn't quite ready. And what I think this group needs to get right, and I do think Ben Sherrington has a handle on it, is when guys need more work versus when they're ready. Identifying that time, because it's not always linear. It's not always something that is predictive that you can just say, yep, he's ready, or, oh, we're keeping him here too long. Like, different guys need different things. Somebody, Nick Gonzalez, may rocket through the minor leagues, and you have to recognize that. And you have to take advantage of that, because the other side of the equation is you need guys up here, especially in a small market like Pittsburgh, playing on their first 6 years, right? The early cheap contracts before they get into arbitration or become a free agent. You need those years to be productive. If you look at teams like the White Sox and the Padres, like, they're starting to get that stuff. Now, they're extending guys, which is awesome, and the Pirates need to do, but you need to get young guys up here playing cheap. And so it's a tricky balance, but it's not always, are we going to take our time? Are we going to go too fast? Like, it's very touchy, and it's a very, you know, people who do this right get paid a lot of money, and they stay around in baseball, and the Pirates need to nail it.
Right. Last thing we need to let you know before we let you go is Jim came in this morning and confided into Chris and myself and to producer Matt that the Zoom protocols within the press box are just totally screwed up. People need to wear earphones.
Really?
He's not happy with this. Media members
are letting the sound fly
through the air. There's feedback. He's miserable with the press box behavior yesterday. Tell me more about this.
That's a little bit exaggerated.
No.
He's trying to help.
No, no. He is trying to help. He said that the behavior of the media in this press box at Pirate Games is ridiculous.
I did not say
enough
that.
People don't have earphones on. Matt, did he not say that? Exactly that.
He said something like earphones, yes.
Yes, why don't media members have earphones during the Zoom, and they're causing feedback all over each other's computers?
He's not wrong.
There we are.
Hard from somebody who... I love how Jim shows up for the first time since opening day and roasts us.
He did.
I mean, come on.
But it's true. And I was trying to help you. I will help you next time I show up, which is the next afternoon
so
game.
Jim's
going to
bring little earbuds
hours.
For everybody.
He's not happy. He's not happy. He said it caused all kinds of feedback, and he's miserable with it. Tell me more.
Man, I'm not happy either. It's hard to hear things. And, like, you can't – they don't make the recordings immediately available. So, like, we all have, like, a transcription loop, right? Like, you finish recording, and somebody say, oh, I've got Brubaker. I've got, you know, Frazier, whatever. And you start working on that because you have, like, four or five guys, and postgame takes, like, 45 minutes or something like that. You've got to write. You've got to call me a deadline, whatever. So, like, the things aren't immediately posted. So to get quick audio, to get this turned around, you have to play it out of your speaker and record it with a recorder. And that's I guess Jim doesn't like that because he puts his headphones on and gets frustrated. But if Jim has a better way to do it, I'm certainly
yes,
all
earphones.
Ears.
I'll text you and
how
tell you how
to record audio.
Because I'll text you and explain how you can do it.
Yes.
It's not hard.
Here we go.
If I can do it, anybody can do it.
Yes, Jim is.
All right, fair.
Jim, this is the man, coming from the man who one time, I forget who it was, I believe it was Jake Gensel. Jim had a wonderful one-on-one that lasted 17 minutes. He got back to the station and he had forgotten to hit the record
button.
Yeah,
the pause thing was, it was like on pause.
So take his technical information with a large grain of salt, Jason.
I mean, we're not talking Bill Gates here.
Process, I'm all for it.
Okay.
I don't like the process either, but we're doing the best we can. Hopefully the stupid Zoom stuff stops, man. That's what we need.
Well, look for the helpers, and that's what Jim is all the time.
Always trying to help.
All right. Thank you, Jason. We appreciate it. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, guys.
See you, Jeff.
Always there to lend a hand, Jim. Good stuff by you. That's when I think of help, I see that shirt. Look for the helpers, you know. That's what I think of you.
It's Mr. Rogers was talking about someone
talking
like
about
you when he said that.
Let me go find a cardigan.
Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.